Attention Dominicans, Independence 2015 is a time for reflection. We reflect on the passing hardships of Erica, as well as the lasting hardships of a spectacular debacle in decision-making. When Tropical Storm Erica delivered a surprise blow, together we endured unprecedented tribulation. Loved ones, whole families, snatched from us in the twinkling of an eye. We have mourned with those who mourned. We have comforted those in distress. Together, we felt for all those new students, waiting weeks to proudly start their new schools. Some say that Erica set us back 20 years and burdened us with over $1 billion in damages. You see, every cloud has a silver lining. Dominicans and friends of Dominica, wherever they are, in the great cities and small towns around the globe, really stepped up to the plate with an eruption of generosity. For a while there, the roar of helicopters was as common as motorbikes. The Coast Guard ships, the disaster experts, the church and civil society groups. It was indeed gratifying to see a parade of heads of state and regional institutions coming forth with much needed assistance in our time of dire need. All of us, without exception, on this blessed land, are truly grateful. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Thank you. Thank you and thank God. However, by canceling Creole Festival, we have inflicted upon ourselves a massive hardship that was indeed quite unnecessary. Granted, many see the decision as perfectly justified. As fellow Dominicans, we not only respect the difference in opinion, but provide opportunity for them to express it freely without fear or favor.
What I think about Creole Festival is that they should not have it this year, because even if the people overseas spending their little $2, $3 and collecting it and sending it for us as little gifts, and then we ourselves have $250, $300 to go for Creole Festival, it doesn't make sense. So best they cancel it this year. Next year, hopefully, it will be over.
In spite of what we had, a disaster, but things have to go on, you know. And I think more dialogue should be go on between the private sector and the government, between, you know, and thing. But a religious night with different Christian bands, you know, in solidarity and preaching. That for me, that is what I think, you know, for the Sunday night that's supposed to be a Christian night in the Creole Festival, blending it. With different activities, different preacher man giving, you know, their own pieces of the disaster and what they think.
They should have at least twisted the Creole Festival into something more or less like a relief concert, as in, instead of completely canceling it, just adding the word relief on top of it. So it would still be the Creole Festival and will be still held on the same weekend, but it would just be in terms of a relief. So in terms of that, you could have the artists already with their 50% deposit, have them give the rest of the concert for free, and you would have more acts, or, you know, you'd have, and people would actually coming more from the other islands to support if it was branded as a relief concert instead of just canceling it completely.
And individuals such as the tourists, local businessmen, the hotels, the bus drivers, taxi drivers are going to suffer tremendously, as they're not going to be a wide influx of tourists, a wide influx of foreigners, the French personnel from coming to Dominica. And even if we have received tremendous damage from Tropical Storm Erica, I believe that we should view Creole Festival more as a business rather than a significant drop in the revenue, because me myself, I'm a local businessman, and Creole Festival is seen as a peak time in my sales. So I am very disappointed in the stand that we took.
But do realize that we inhabit a super connected world. Even before the true scope of the disaster dawned upon us, our donors already knew. Already, they were mobilizing to jump in with a massive infusion of relief aid. I have news for you. The world has moved on with much larger pressing human needs. Look at recent weather disasters in Philippines and Mexico, for example. Those who have not pledged support in the first couple weeks, don't hold your breath. Do you really think they are out there scratching their heads and saying, look at them, whining behind women with a kubli in each hand? They don't look like people who need our help. No disrespect to my good friend Ophelia, but Gordon Henderson did in fact have the last laugh. Call it hubris or karma, it ended up being quite a comedy of errors. The decision process itself was simply capricious and embarrassing. Not enough consultation with the stakeholders, not by a long stretch. Just ask the hoteliers, big and small, the guest house owners, the taxi operators, the vendors of all stripes. They will tell you that they had customers lined up who had reserved rooms with down payments. Visitors had scheduled their annual vacation around this great festival product that artists and festival experts have developed over the years. Now watch this, eh? Discover Dominica just launched a competition to show pictures now compared to some of the graphic pictures just after the devastation. Fantastic idea! That proves the very point. 90% of the country is back to normal. People adjusted. They have been going about their usual business for some time now. Many others idle and unconcerned. Apart from the devastating loss of Jungle Bay and the battering of Rosalie Resort, the affected areas had little to do with festival operations. So why didn't we think of taking that proactive approach at first instead of canceling the festival? World Creole Festival is our golden egg. Regardless of whether one directly participates in it or not, all Dominicans benefit to some extent or the other. Unlike cruise ship tourists, festival visitors spend much more time here to inject precious capital into the Dominican economy. Many of those are repeat customers. They were still prepared to come and put up with some of the inconveniences. They were still prepared to come and see for themselves the remnants of the devastation. They were still prepared to come for a relief concert and help lift our spirits. They were still prepared to come and personally give a little something extra to help the recovery. To disappoint them unnecessarily opens the door for them to find elsewhere to spend their money. And any businessman will tell you, once that happens, a percentage never come back. According to official figures, the country has already lost multiplied millions by canceling Creole Festival. This took the wind right out of the sails of some of the most successful businesses that sponsor and donate to charitable causes. Successful businesses can employ more people and help sustain more families. The whole process was more political theater than practical common sense. This arbitrary action made the country more dependent on outsiders instead of earning our own money. Consider for a moment the amount of resources that go into organizing a political rally. What if half of that energy was exerted in motivating the masses to assist in the rebuilding of Dominica? Instead, the attention was focused on using relief aid for political leverage. Let me tell you something. An elderly man in a certain West Coast village exploded in rage while we were delivering aid through local officials. "I'm going to get my gun and shoot somebody," he shouted, shaking like a leaf. I rushed over and introduced myself and tried to calm down his shocking threats. "Only one said that getting," he screamed. Every time. "After all, man." Indeed, here's the ugly truth. Phone messages go out to select people to, quote unquote, come and get. By the time the slower, weaker ones without transportation arrive, the show is over. And yet, these abusers are so brazen as to rub it in by bragging, "You only vex because you didn't get." No wonder so many were reluctant to donate, concerned about how relief aid has been misused. Which is not to say that a large amount of aid has not been distributed fairly. But our job is to make sure that this is the rule rather than the exception. Nevertheless, let me assure you, the time draws nearer when all this will be corrected. So keep the faith and stay positive. Let us not fail to offer heartfelt congratulations to our healthcare workers, our police and rescue services, to our young, energetic and disciplined cadets. Kudos to our brave heavy equipment operators who cleared dangerous landslides and cut new roads into challenging mountainsides. All credit to our tireless utility workers who restored water, electricity, phone and cable and internet services. Take a bow, ladies and gentlemen. Your performance was golden. Your hard work and sparkling sense of duty makes us all proud. Dominica celebrates you this independence. Thank you so much for your service.